something here this morning as the Lord began to deal with me yesterday concerning appointed shifting and, you know, how time and purpose converges. And I strongly, strongly sense and believe and know that we are really on the brink of a shift. There is something that God is getting ready to do in our lives. It's a shift that we've never seen before, a shift that we've never encountered, but it is definitely a shift that has been appointed for a time such as this. And I want us to understand that these prayers, these prayer times from January 6th up until today and even after today, this is not, or it should not be, a routine. And when I say routine, of course it is a routine because it's something that we're doing for 60 days, but it should not be something that is routine only. There should be things that we're hearing from God. There should be things that we see shifting in our life. We should see changes, or we should get instructions that God will give us to change, to shift. We're gathered because we are at the edge of transition. I believe the Lord gave our leader to bring us into this space of consecration so that we can really take heed to what he's saying and really pay attention to what he's about to do. There are moments in God where process prevails. At least there should be. There should be moments in when we are in God where process prevails. And then there are moments where fulfillment may interrupt the process, or should really interrupt the process. Unfortunately, many of us don't make it to the fulfillment marker. We're always on the verge of processing. We're always in the midst of processing. We're always moving, and we never, some of us never land. You ever heard somebody say, you know, deliverance is a process, or God is still working on me, or, you know, those types of words? We don't want to negate, or we don't want to discourage the reality that God does work on us, for the lack of better words. But at some point in his working, he should be able to behold a finished process. He should be able to behold a finished work. And so there are moments in God where process prevails, and then there are moments where fulfillment interrupts the process. It should. This is not just another season, I believe, on the calendar. I believe that this is divinely, it's a divinely appointed time, or a divinely appointed shift. And so the Spirit of the Lord will have us to understand that heaven does not move randomly. Okay, God does not act impulsively as some of us do. You know, he responds with purpose. He governs by time. He governs by seasons. And what feels sudden to us has always been scheduled in eternity. This is why our everyday living should be a life where we are functioning and operating from a place of eternity. When divine timing meets matured purpose, transition becomes quick, or it seems quick to us. And so we must discern the hour that we're in. We must discern the space, the time that we're in. Some of us have mistaken delay for denial, and that happens. Some of us have mistaken pruning for punishment. That happens. Some of us have mistaken obscurity for abandonment. That happens. But when you, or what you were experiencing during those moments, if that is you, if you feel like delay is denial, if you felt like pruning was punishment, or what have you, what you were experiencing was not rejection. It was God's appointed timing. The Lord has been aligning events. He's been purifying motives. He's been stabilizing character. he's been maturing capacity even in this space of 60 for 60. He has. Because when he shifts you quickly, you must be able to stand where you land. You got to be. You ever seen, have you ever seen the Olympics? I'm not really a sports fan, but from time to time, you know, I could sit and watch like gymnastics, right? And I don't know the specific name for it, but I know there is a certain space or a certain type of event or a certain type of sport, rather, where they tumble and they flip, they run real fast, you know, and have to do all of these flips up in the air and all of that. But when they land, they cannot fall, and they have to land sturdy. And that's where we have to be when it comes to this season that we're in, because God is shifting quickly. And so if you're tumbling up in the air and you're running and you're, you know, you're moving with the process of God, when you land, you must stand in a sturdy space. You must land accurately. You must land with precision. And so if we can take the spirit of Solomon, right, and hear the wisdom in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, which many of us may be familiar with this passage. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. It didn't say some things. Okay, it said to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. This means that the breaking had a time. The planting has a time. The weeping has a time frame. The building has a time frame. It's all appointed. It's all appointed. And if there was a time to plant, then there must be a time to pluck up that which is planted, right? There's a time to break down, then there must be a time to build. And so this passage or this text, it does not suggest randomness. Everything we read here in this passage in Ecclesiastes 3, it reveals divine order. In Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 11, I believe it is, yeah, 11. Everything in this text is not random. It reveals divine order. And so when we get to verse 11, which is one of my favorite portions of this, it says, he hath made everything beautiful in its time. It's not beautiful in our preference. It's not beautiful in our comfort, but it's beautiful in his time. But there is a condition. We've got to make sure that we are within the time and that we're moving according to the divine order if we're going to be beautified. If what God has given us to do is going to be not only established or set, but be set and ready for us, or we be ready for what he has established so that his will can be fulfilled through us the way he has designed it. Which means if we're shifting now, it's because heaven has declared the time complete and we are shifting. But here is the urgency of the hour, right? When seasons change quickly, hesitation then becomes very, very, very dangerous. And that is an issue with many of us individually. What we don't understand is that there is an appointed time and there's a shift for each of us individually for a corporate work. So when the seasons are changing rapidly, we can't hesitate. We can't hesitate. It becomes very dangerous. Harvest does not linger for anybody. Doors do not remain open for anybody like that. Not for real. Mandates do not wait for emotional readiness. God's will is going to be fulfilled. Okay, you ever heard the older folks say growing up, one monkey don't stop, no show? His will is going to be fulfilled. And there are moments where God moves gradually, but then there are moments where he accelerates fulfillment. And so the prophet Amos, declare it by the Spirit. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. This is what we will, this is what we call divine compression, right? The plowman overtakes the reaper. The sower is overtaken by the treader of grapes. This means what? This means cycles will collapse. This means waiting seasons will shorten. This means manifestations will speed up. But acceleration magnifies whatever is in you. So if there is discipline, this is what this 60 for 60 is about. It's about getting us in alignment totally, not just partially. If there is discipline, then acceleration will expand. If there is compromise, then there will be exposure. If there is faith, then there will be production. This is why preparation now determines participation for the next. And so I really do sense and believe the Lord is doing a quick work. It's not reckless. It'll never be because he's doing it. It's not chaotic, but it is quick. It's swift. And the Spirit of God is saying, don't miss this disappointed shift. This is a mandate transition. This is a capacity enlargement. This is a season where obedience must become immediate. And we already know that delayed obedience is disobedience, but delayed obedience in a swift season, that's a different type of obedience. That's a different level. It's a different impact that is caused by disobedience. And so we cannot afford spiritual procrastination. We cannot afford distraction. We cannot afford divided focus or broken focus. Time and purpose are converging right before our eyes in a way that we have never encountered. And when time and purpose meet, movement is required. So we're going to pray today about the appointed shift that God has us in. And I want you to really hear God about where you are not, where you should be. Gather for details. Some of you are going to get details from this day forward. If you have not gotten it already from January 5th to now, he's going to give you details on how you need to move in this season. And when he gives you the details, move and obey. Have faith to obey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we enter in this hour with reverence and with urgency, God. For your word declares that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And we discern by the Spirit of God that this is not a common hour. This is a new thing that we've never encountered before. This is an appointed shift. And so we begin now, God, in the name of Jesus, we begin to move with you. And we begin to move in repentance in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would search us, O God, and know our hearts in Jesus' name. And if there has been delay within us, expose it to us, Father. If there has been fear within us, uproot it in the name of Jesus. If there has been complacency within us, we pray, God, that you would break it in Jesus' name. And forgive us for spiritual and even natural procrastination, Father. Forgive us for delayed obedience. Forgive us for clinging to comfort when you were calling for us to come forward in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would forgive us for every mindset that resisted transition before now. Forgive us, God, for rehearsing old seasons when you declared new beginnings in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Father, for speaking limitation in moments that required faith in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you would wash us thoroughly. I pray, Father, that you would cleanse our hands. I pray, Father, that you would purify our motives and stabilize our hearts, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that we renounce every agreement with stagnation in Jesus' name. We renounce every fear covenant in Jesus' name. We renounce every thought pattern that contradicts your promise in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray, God, that you would align our minds once again with the season that we're in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you would align our focus in the name of the Lord, our perception, Father, let it be divine in Jesus' name. For your word declares that you have made everything beautiful in your time according to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 11, in Jesus' name, let our mentality come into divine alignment with your timing, in Jesus' name, where we have thought too small, Father, I pray, God, that you would enlarge our thinking, in Jesus' name, where we have anticipated delay, I pray, Father, that you would teach us to expect acceleration, in the name of the Lord, where we have prepared for survival, Father, I pray that you would shift us into preparation for dominion, in Jesus' name. We pull down strongholds of limitation. We cast down imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ in Jesus' name. We decree, Father, that our mindset will not sabotage our next season in Jesus' name. I declare, let faith arise. I declare, let clarity arise. I declare, let discipline arise in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that we deal now, Father God, with obedience, Father, according to the way you have designed in Jesus' name. For in a season, hallelujah, of acceleration, we understand, God, that hesitation is costly in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you would teach us immediate obedience. Teach us unwavering obedience. Teach us courage obedience in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you say move, Father, we then shall move. If you say build, then we then shall build. If you say release, then we shall release, Father, in Jesus' name. If you say separate, Father, then we shall separate in Jesus' name. I pray, God, hallelujah, that you would break the fear of man in Jesus' name. You would break the addiction of approval in the name of the Lord. You break, hallelujah, the paralysis of overthinking in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now, God, hallelujah, that you would give us to obey your voice, God, even if it is through people, Father, even if it's through, hallelujah, especially if it is through, hallelujah, set leaders and set people who are given to speak to us and give us direction when we cannot hear you directly in Jesus' name. Give us the courage to obey in the name of the Lord. I pray, God, that you would break, Father God, hallelujah, all forms, God, of doubt in Jesus' name. And we declare that obedience will become instinctive in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray now, Father God, in the Spirit of God and in the name of Jesus, Father, hallelujah, that you would bind every spirit, hallelujah, assigned to delay. We bind, Father God, every spirit of distraction. We bind, Father, every spirit of confusion. We bind every spirit of sabotage. We bind cycles of stagnation that have repeated themselves unlawfully in the name of Jesus, and we break the power of backward momentum in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, and we loose clarity. We loose divine focus. We loose holy urgency. We loose discipline. We loose strategy from heaven, divine strategy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, supernatural strategy. We loose, Father God, creative, hallelujah, prophetics. In the name of the Lord Jesus, prophetic creativity, Father God, and orderly apostolics. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, Father God, let angelic assistance go forth concerning, hallelujah, this transition, God, that you have us in Jesus' name. We pray according to your word in Amos 9 and 13, Father God, let the plowman take the reaper, Father, overtake the reaper in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Father God, that you would cause, Father, a collapsing of cycles in our lives in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that you would shorten waiting seasons in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you would cause lost time to be redeemed in Jesus' name. Father God, where there were years of delay, Father, release sudden fulfillment. Where there was prolonged warfare, release swift victory in Jesus' name. Where there was hidden preparation, release visible manifestation in Jesus' name. But anchor us in your righteousness, Father. In Jesus' name, we do not allow speed to expose weaknesses, Father, in Jesus' name. But, Father, strengthen our foundation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Reinforce our character, God. Deepen our consecration in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we declare that we are ready for the shift. We declare that we are ready for the mandate. We declare that we are ready for enlargement. Hallelujah. I need you to declare that wherever you are, we are ready for the shift. We are ready for the mandate. We are ready for enlargement. In Jesus' name, we decree that this house, hallelujah, and the people, Father God, who may not be a part of this house, but who have been a part of this consecration, Father, 60 for 60, hallelujah, those listening now and those who will hear the replay, Father, we decree, hallelujah, that we will not miss this window. We will not, hallelujah, forfeit, hallelujah, our moment. We will not, Father God, hallelujah, miss opportunity, Father God, but we decree that preparation will meet opportunity in everyone. In Jesus' name, we decree that discipline will sustain acceleration. We declare, hallelujah, over our minds that we think forward, that we think kingdom, that we think, Father God, expansion, that we think obedience. In Jesus' name, we declare, Father God, over our spirit, Father God, we are alert in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are sober in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are discerning in the name of the Jesus. We are responsive in the name of Jesus. We declare over this season, Father God, the time has matured. The purpose is active. The door is opening wider in the name of Jesus. And every residue of the last season, Father, we shed it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every weight, hallelujah, that would slow us down, we lay it aside in Jesus' name. Every internal resistance to growth, Father, we command it to break in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against lawlessness in the name of Jesus. We come against pride in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would break, hallelujah, this spirit of narcissism, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that makes us think we're right when we're wrong. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that make us think we're wrong when we're right. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray right now, Father, hallelujah, that you would release divine momentum. Let movement replace stagnation. Let precision replace confusion. Let boldness replace hesitation in Jesus' name. And as you accelerate, Father, hallelujah, we will not look back. Hallelujah. We pray right now that as you swift, Father, we will not shrink in Jesus' name. As you open doors, we will not doubt. Hallelujah. We step into the appointed time. We embrace the swift work. We receive the mandate. Hallelujah. And we declare that what you begin quickly, Father God, you will sustain powerfully. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, let the beauty of your timing rest upon us. Let the glory of righteousness accelerate over us. In Jesus' name, let obedience seal, hallelujah, this transition in the name of the Lord. Let obedience be our portion. Let obedience be our portion. I want you to hear the word of the Lord, because I believe that this is the hour where God is causing time to answer your purpose. And I believe that because you have prayed for acceleration, God is requiring now alignment. If you've asked for enlargement, God is demanding obedience in this season like never before. Some of these things you're not going to understand, but as I have been reciting this since probably December, we've got to have faith to obey. For the days that were delayed were not denied, says the Lord. They were measured. And now God's saying the measure is full. God says that he's collapsing distance between promise and manifestation. He says he's shortening the span between instruction and fulfillment. And he's causing the... But hear God this morning, people of God. He will not carry what you refuse to confront in this hour. He will not accelerate what you refuse to discipline in this hour. He will not establish what you will not prepare for. So your prophetic instructions this morning and hereout is cut off distraction immediately. Silence any unnecessary voices. Finish what the Lord told you to finish. Start what he's told you to start. Release what he has told you to release. Repair what he's told you to repair. Strengthen what he has told you to strengthen. Do not negotiate with delay, says the Lord. This is not a season to overthink. This is not a season to seek comfort. This is not a season to execute. Seek comfort outside of Holy Spirit, that is. Let me make that clear. This is a season to execute. And so the Lord is saying that obedience must become very quick for us. It's got to be a swift thing. Response has got to be immediate. Faith has got to be active. For as you move quickly, says the Lord, I will move suddenly. If you hesitate, you will feel resistance. But if you obey, you will feel the momentum of God. This is the appointed shift, says the Lord. Adjust your mindset. Guard your focus in this hour. Tighten your discipline in this hour. Here it is again. I'm hearing this again concerning our language. Consecrate your speech. Consecrate your words. Consecrate what you say. Be careful of what you say. Be careful of how you say it. For what you say in this hour is going to frame your next. And so the window is open, but it will not remain indefinitely. So therefore, we've got to arise, people of God. Align, advance, for the Lord is doing a quick work, and the ready shall enter in. Father, we thank you for the grace that you're giving us, even in the times when we have intentionally held back and delayed. You yet see fit to make your grace sufficient. And so, Father, we honor you. I ask if you will, please mute your lines. Please mute your lines. Please mute your lines. In Jesus' name, we thank you so much, Father, that your grace is upon us to finish the work which you have begun in us. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We say it is so. So it is, so shall it be, it shall not be otherwise. So be it, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to open the floor, and I'm going to first give way and space for Apostle, if she would like to come forth, Apostle Ava Bethel, and immediately following her, we'll have the Apostle Fash, if she has anything, and the prophets, and then we'll move forward from there. Apostle Ava, if you're on the line, the floor is yours if you will have words.
I am here. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to you, Prophet DeMarcus. What a profound and timely, pun intended, word on this morning. What is the type of school that you work for? What is it called?
Credit Recovery Charter School.
Okay, so Credit Recovery Charter School. And typically, the children that enroll in the credit recovery are children that were actually, and I'm asking the question because I want to make sure I have this correct, are they children that were put out of the school, the public school system because of maybe behavior or are they children that are over the age limit of being in public school, or both?
Yeah, mostly our population are children that really mostly fell behind in their academics, but we do have a small percentage of children that are there because of behavior. They may have not necessarily fell behind in their academics, but for the most part, it's because they've fallen behind in their academics, and we are given to help them get caught up so that they can perhaps return back to their public school, or they can graduate with us. And, yes, some of them have aged out as well.
Okay, all right. I wanted to say that. Okay, so some of them have aged out of the public school system, but they can still come to the credit recovery school to be able to get what they need so that they can get their actual diploma and they don't have to get a GED. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I wanted to use this as a perfect example of how what you were talking about, there are, you didn't say it this way, but there are windows that we all get in life. And when those windows close, I feel like the credit recovery is like grace, right? Mm-hmm. It extends grace to us to be able to complete something that we should have completed in the season that we were given. But because these children, some of them are 19 years old, some of them are 20 years old, right? But they're giving them the opportunity to get their high school diploma, even though they've aged out of high school, right? And I feel like this is a perfect example, and there's probably others, but that was the one that immediately came to mind as you were talking on how there are windows that God gives us, and we're about to age out. We've been talked to about it. God has sent prophets, right? God has sent word through people. He sent word through us reading it. You know, I mean, we've been riding on the road and we saw a sign that illuminated to us, and God began to sit, and we're about to age out. We're about to age out. And I pray on today that we all, including myself, that we do what we need to do within the timing that God has allotted for us. You know, all of us have a window to do things in. And when we get, even, I was even thinking about a woman that I know of, and there was a time when DeMarcus and I, because both of us sing, for those that don't know, and there was a time where both of us were sought after within, you know, the Tri-County area to do background vocals. I mean, everybody would call us, hey, we have an artist coming in, can you do this? You know, we've toured, you know, but then that time kind of ceased. And of course we still sing, but people aren't really calling us to do background. Why? Because that season for us has timed out. It's over. And God has shifted us, and we've gone into other things. But there is a woman that Prophet DeMarcus in particular was seeing background for, who at that time, she was sought after. I mean, you know, for those of you that know Kim Burrell, the gospel singer, you know, just really marked her one day when she saw her singing. And she still sings. This woman still sings. And she's still good at what she does. But the grace that was on that season, you can see it has lifted. She's still singing. She's still doing the things for the Lord. But there's a grace that God gives you for the time that you're supposed to do it. And that's why you see people excel so quickly in what they're doing, or not even, I don't even want to give it, I don't even want to put a time on there on what they do, but it's grace. It's the grace that God puts on them that highlights them in a way that you're like, man, that person is in their time. You know what I'm saying? They're in their prime. You see it on them. And so when you look at this particular person, you recognize that she's gifted. You recognize that she's good at what she does. But if you know her, then you recognize that the grace for the season that she was in has gone. And so my prayer on today for us all is that we seize moments, that we seize these times. We can get so familiar with time, we think and we say, oh, I have time. No, you don't. No, you don't. None of us do. No man knows when their time is up. Mm-hmm. Not even in physical death, but even in, you know, time for whatever it is you're supposed to do. Once that ends, once that window closed, it's closed. It's not going to be reopened. So we have to thank you for being in the time and in the season to release this word, for hearing God. I even talked to him last night, and he said, you know, I'm not going to go to the gym tonight because God has given me something for the line, you know. And I appreciate even your sensitivity and even you ceasing everything, you know, to just get before the Lord so you can hear. You didn't just come with any word. Oh, you could have pulled something out of your archives. You could have just threw something together. But no, you sat with God to get what we need to hear right now. now, and every single person on this line, and even the ones that will listen back to this, need to hear this to keep us in the momentum with the cloud. Because once the cloud moves, we got to move with it. So that's what I wanted to say on this morning. I this is the word of the Lord, and I thank God, and for even myself, I thank God that I was here to that I was here this morning to not only hear it, but I'm eager, amen, to stay within the timing of God. Thank you.
Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that charge. And I thank you for even using the school as an analogy, because even as you were speaking, the Lord was speaking through you and helping us to understand as well that everything you do, everything that we do in this season, it counts. So you need to know your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, you may need to sit with your leader or whoever, somebody that can hear God to help you navigate that prophetically, because you don't have time to waste. And that means what? When you know what your purpose is, everything that you do needs to align with that purpose. The job that you work at, the church that you attend, you know, the education, whatever degree that you are pursuing, it can't be about money. It can't be about what's relevant or what's trendy. It has to be about what God has purposed you and mandated for you to do in this life, because what you have been purposed to do, it connects or it correlates, or it's for, rather, a corporate work. Even individually, it's for a corporate work. And you don't want to be out of place to potentially slow everything down. So I thank you so much, Apostle, for that. And hearing you release what you just released gives me even more anticipation about just making sure I'm in aligned in the will of God. Apostle Fash, if you're on, Prophet Zaporia, Prophet Shan, if you're on and the Lord is giving you something to share, the floor is open to you. And anyone else, PIT Cam, PIT Renita, or anybody, you may have a testimony. We are still in a time and a year of notable testimony, so we want to hear what God is doing for you since 60 for 60 has begun. Or if the Lord has shared something or placed something on your heart to release, please feel free to come forward and give us what thus saith the Lord. The floor is open to you.
This is Tawana. I just want to thank you for your word, because it has also awakened in me some different seasons or things in my life or periods or timelines in my life where I can honestly see where God wanted to use me, but I did not, because I didn't understand it so much, or there might have been, in my own words, as I see a stronghold where I didn't move during the season where God wanted to use me or was trying to use me, because I didn't yet understand it or just out of fear. But in the more mature space now, a more mature person, having more understanding, now I can see clearly and I understand now what God is doing or trying to do or move in my life, and what me, and what he wants me to do. So I want to thank you for your prophetic word, because it has awakened a more understanding in the direction that I need, or where God wants me to go in my life.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tawana, for sharing that. And we thank God that he is so mindful of you, that he would have you on the line and speak directly to you about what he needed you to hear, and that he knew you would receive. And so we thank and we praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? The floor is open to you.
Good morning. This is Tasha.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thank you for the word, because it was nothing but confirmation. This morning when the Lord woke me up, he was talking to me about the things that I started and I did not finish. And he said, that's not my character. I finish everything I start, and you're created in my image. So therefore, you have to finish. So I began to write out a list of the things that I didn't finish, and one of those things were my degree. And I was, I just became comfortable with, okay, I just won't have that, you know. Mm-hmm. And you just highlighted, like, that's him, like I told you, to finish. So I was battling whether or not should I, but you just gave me confirmation that, yeah, I have to finish. I have to finish. And also, I just want to give a notable testimony. Back in December, I actually helped the people steal from me, not knowing this, thinking that I was talking to the bank. I actually helped them steal $2,200 from me. And I had to, I disputed it through my bank, Cash App, everything. I disputed everything. And Cash App blatantly just told me, they was like, no, we're not giving you the money. They sent me the email. We're not giving it back to you. The bank also sent me an email as well as a letter and said, we're not giving it back to you. We're not giving you the money. And I just said to myself, I said, you know what? I know everybody else don't get their money back, but I'm going to get my money back. I don't know when I'm going to get it back, but the Lord is going to give it back to me. And the account that it was in, I don't normally go inside that account because it's set for a certain bill, so I just send the exact amount over there. And so yesterday, I just went to go send my daughter her school tuition payment, and I looked, and the $2,212 was placed back in my account.
Thank you.
As of February 6th, and I didn't even know it.
My God.
So I just want to praise God. So I know me getting up in the morning and praying with you guys, being connected to Sent Miami, is doing so much. It's impacting me. It's bringing, I'm drawing closer to God, my prayer life. That's the first thing. As before, I would have a conversation in my head and try to weigh out logic, but now it's prayer. I'm going to Him. So I thank y'all so much. I thank y'all
thank
so much.
You,
I just wanted to say thank y'all, and I love y'all.
And we love you too. Glory to God. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, bringing us into your personal space and. If you will, let's just open the lines and begin to praise God for that notable testimony.
Hey,
because God
hallelujah.
Is doing what He's doing.
Glory to God.
Let's open the lines.
God, we thank you.
We bless the name,
thank
Father.
You,
we honor you. We glorify your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify your name. We glorify
you, God.
Your name.
Hallelujah. God, we bless
you're
you.
Exactly
we bless you,
what
Jesus.
You said
thank
you. Would
you.
Do.
You're hallelujah.
You would do.
No thank you, Father.
Glory to
yes,
the name
God.
Of God.
Glory to your
hallelujah
name.
To your name.
Hallelujah.
Listen, we're living in a time where we can't afford for money to be taken away from us. And so God did exactly what He said He would do. He told our leader that we would have notable testimony. And I want you to understand that God is too big of a God to prophesy to one person. How He brought restitution to Tasha, He's going to bring restitution to you as well. So you got to believe, you got to be open, you got to move, you got to have faith, and don't try to make sense of things, because sometimes understanding won't come initially. It'll come later, but just have faith to obey and watch God move. We thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming forth. Anyone else want to come forth and share what God has been speaking to you or what God has done for you? The line is open. Hallelujah.
Grace and peace, everyone. It's Prophet Saporia.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. I just bless God today for just being God. There are so many tangible and notable testimonies. There is so much to say that there's not enough time, not enough language, and not enough expression to really, really, really fully just openly just express how grateful and how great God, how grateful I am, how great God is. So thank you for that word. It was rich. I'm gonna be honest. It was just deep and rich. I thank you. How even after you executed and explaining just everything in detail, that even as you prayed, you laid it out. It was very depth, but it was right there enough to where we were able to pray into the depths with you. We were able to actually travel into the depths with you and get a greater understanding and a greater revelation of alignment for purpose in our posture. And I'm grateful for that, so grateful. But I just want to share with you guys this morning that I went to the hospital day before yesterday. I was having discomfort in my left arm where that I had previously had a blood clot, superficial, and having some discomfort in my left leg, inner leg. And I know that has can be a sign of a blood clot. And I was out shopping with Imari a few days ago, and I didn't say anything. And then the left side of my chest, it started burning, and it got tight. And I just started walking around the store, and I just started worshiping it, and just worshiping, and it subsided. So the very next day, after I dropped the kids, I went to the emergency room. I went to Memorial, and I went in and I told them what happened. And when they heard chest pain, they were like, "Okay, we're gonna put you in a certain part of the ER." And a doctor came in. They did an EKG first, as soon as the that when I got to the back, the doctor came and he said, he started asking questions, and he looked at the EKG, and he told me, he said, "There's an irregularity in your EKG." He says, "So it's not a big noticeable thing," he said, "but it's underlying and we don't know why that is." And he says, "I looked at a prior EKG you took the last time you were in another emergency room, and it's the same. So that issue is there. So I need to keep you." And I was like, "Oh, God, I thought I was just going to come get checked." He said, "But we're going to check for the blood clots and everything." And he checked. And I thank God there were no blood clots. Anyway.
Amen.
And so he said, "You're going to keep me." He said, "We're going to check your lungs." They checked my lungs for blood clots. He said, "But I need to check your heart to make sure that it's not any clots in your heart." And we went through all that, and I ended up staying. And at first I was like, "This is an inconvenience." But then I started understanding that when you said the alignment, and I know that even being still at that time, I truly believe that what God was, whatever he was doing, whether it was a certain just being still and rest I needed, or whatever God was intercepting that could have been, and he didn't allow it, where that I was not going to be in a certain place at a certain time. Or I just thank God for God just intervening in every introspect of my life. Mm-hmm. And it was my husband that reminded me last night during family prayer when he said, "I thank you, God, for intercepting any plan that the enemy may have, that you caused my wife to be able to be still at that mm-hmm. time, and let them be intentional with looking for what wasn't there, but they were still intentional with caring yeah. about what belongs to you and she belongs to you." And lo and behold, I went through all the tests. They did special tests on my heart and pumped all this stuff in me, but all came back. All is well. There are some things that they did see, but it was not anything that was life-threatening. I thank God. I got instructions on what I need to do, on what needs to be aligned, what needs mm-hmm. to be shifted to ensure that I can continue and live out in alignment the purpose that God has for me to do in the earth. So I just wanted to share that this morning, that all is well with Prophet Zipporah Thompson Morris, and I thank God for the alignment. I thank God for it.
Amen and amen. We thank God for a healed and whole body, and not just body, but spirit. Amen. And God is just so mindful of us that he would be very specific about even those that we're connected with. You know, your husband, you know, made a valid point in his prayer. And then we see how God just aligns you with people who care in the medical arena, people who clearly were anointed for you in this time and in this moment. And we thank God that you are able to live today to tell the testimony that he is God, and he is mindful of us, and he is our healer. And so we give God praise that all is well with Seporia. And as you have said throughout the course of this solemn assembly, we will go with God. Amen. Will anybody else have a testimony or have something that the Lord has given you to release? The floor is open. Thank you all so much for coming forward. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we thank you all once again for joining us for this 38th day of 60 for 60. We're going to be back here this afternoon at 12 p.m. You want to tell someone, you want to spread the word, let them know that we're here every day at 5 a.m., at 12 p.m. If I said a.m., I'm sorry, it's 12 p.m. Amen. As we're meeting with God, we're getting instructions from God, we're getting teachings from God, and we're praying according to his will. We also want to bring to your knowing, if you have not known, this is your first time joining us and you did not know, this Sunday at St. Miami, we're going to be celebrating 13 years. What is wrong with me? 3 years. We're going to be celebrating 3 years, 3 years of existence. Amen. The Lord gave our leader, gave our lead shepherd, Apostle Ava, this idea, this vision, this movement called St. Miami. And we have been standing 3 years strong. Listen, there are certain people and certain things that have not lasted for 3 days, 3 months, 3 minutes. But we've been able to stand 3 years strong. And so we're going to be celebrating in God this Sunday. Amen. And in conjunction with that, to highlight that even more, we have two elects, two people who have really, really, really plowed through training for a year and some. As Apostle Ava has always reiterated, we're always in training. As long as we live in the earth, we're going to forever be in training. We're going to forever be in a position where we can learn. But these two amazing women of God that I am so very, very proud of will be ordained in their eldership and in the office of pastor. That is pastor in training, elder-elect Renita and elect Renita and Cameron, and we are just excited about what God is going to do for them, through them, amen, from this point on. So we want to invite you to come to witness this celebratory and momentous occasion, amen. We're going to have food, we're going to dine in fellowship, but we're going to meet with God, amen, and about what he wills for these two and then what he wills for St. Miami as a whole. So we do ask that you come. It is at 5 a.m., amen. We are going to be on the altar at 4 a.m., but just know, if you've never encountered St. Miami Encounter Mornings before, know that you will come into a space where discovery will happen. The Lord meets us every time we gather. And so we want to invite you to be with us this Sunday at 5 a.m. Apostle, is there anything else that I may be missing, or anybody, anything I'm missing? Please feel free to come forward and share before we release the line.
Just wanted to say that if you would like to listen back to the replay, for those that many of you know how to get to the replay, but for just, you know, for anyone that may be new, you can go to our website. It's www.scentmiami.com, and that's S as in Sam, E N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, thecitymiami.com, all one word. And you can access the majority of the replays from January 5th on up to today. Now, when we are recording on the day of, we do ask that you give at least 24 hours to be able to access the recordings from the actual day of. Stacey has done an amazing job in getting them up very quickly, but we wanted to just reiterate that because there's people coming in that are new all the time. So if you want to access the replay from the very beginning, some of them we missed, but for the majority of the recordings, they are there available for you.
Amen, amen. So you know how to get to the recordings, and I, you know, as a person who is a Audible learner, playbacks like this really helped me throughout my day. So you have access to go revisit the playbacks if you need that recharge, or you may want to catch something that you may have missed. Glory to God. All right. I love each and every one of you all. And until we gather again at 12 noon today, same line, be blessed. Go in peace. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.